Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. What is this crazy idea you got going through your head?
I'm thinking about spending Mother's Day weekend with the woman my dad cheated on my mom with.
Oh boy, what's this about?
Basically, my dad cheated on my mom about a year ago, and he's still with her, like the other woman. Mm-hmm. And my mom obviously hates her, like she won't even say her name. But the weird part is she's actually been really nice to me. So they invited me to go to New York City with them for Mother's Day weekend. And I've never been to New York. Like, I've always wanted to go. We just never really had the money growing up to do trips like that. And she does have the money, so...
Wait, they're inviting you for Mother's Day weekend to go to New York. Now, does she have any kids, or is she, like, considering you her kid to celebrate Mother's Day?
I mean, she didn't say that, but she doesn't have kids, so...
So this just, like, coincidental, come to New York with us. Terrible timing.
Yeah, I don't know.
But what about your mom?
I mean, my brothers are having her over for brunch at his house. Like, it sounds kind of bad, but it's kind of like, well, what if I celebrate my mom another day? Like, does it have to be that exact day?
Is this the first Mother's Day since the separation? Oh, wait, are they divorced? I'm assuming they're divorced now.
Not, like, finalized, but yeah, they're getting divorced.
Okay, so this is the first Mother's Day since everything that happened, since the affair.
Yeah. I'm just kind of thinking, like, I could just go to the city, keep it between us, and then, like, celebrate her another day.
And is she expecting you to be there right now?
Yeah.
But would she know that you would be with them instead of her?
No, like, I think I could just kind of make an excuse.
Okay.
And then, like, sort of brain check.
But you would still celebrate your mom. It just wouldn't be on Mother's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Because you still love your mom. You don't feel like you're like trying to pick favorites here. Like this is not like a competition.
No, I just really want to go to New York City.
Yeah, but it just happens to be on the designated day of Mother's with the woman that ended her relationship. Okay. So what, you would just bail and say what, like you're sick or something? Like what would your plan be?
Yeah, I'm sick or something came up. I have to work.
Okay. So how do we feel about that? I mean, this is something she's always wanted to go do. And this is not like she's choosing one mom over the other, per se.
Yeah, because she's not your mom.
But we're not playing favorites here by any means. This is a trip versus, you know, going to spend Mother's Day, basically. And a trip she's always wanted to go on. But unfortunately, you just have to hide a couple of details, which like, okay. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of that knowing that like it's not really disrespectful per se because I mean your dad's going to be there too, right?
Yeah.
So it's your dad, it's this
his girlfriend. It feels deliberate and manipulative. You're telling me you can't do this on Father's Day? There's no reason why that they need to plan the New York trip on Mother's Day, let alone the very first Mother's Day since the separation and the affair. I just think that's really weird.
Yeah, she got some kind of like deal on the hotel that weekend, so that's why, I guess, it's that weekend and not another one.
Mm. Oh, so like it had to be this weekend? You don't feel like she's trying to like get you away from your mom?
I don't think so. Like, I don't think she's the type of person to do that. I think it just like is kind of a coincidence.
I just think that's so rude though for the two of them to like know what weekend it is and know what her mom is going through. Like, I don't know.
It's not great. It's a tough call. Like, if you always want to go to New York, also though, could her mom see it in that way too, of being like, hey, it's like an opportunity for you to go to New York? I mean, if it's in your heart of hearts to go, I would go. If that's where your heart is, why fake it for your mom if that's not what you want to do? So Anonymous has the opportunity to go to New York this weekend. She's never gone. They couldn't really afford it before. But Dad's new girlfriend can. But guess what? Here's the thing about Dad's new girlfriend. She's the reason why the marriage broke up. Y'all, it's Mother's Day weekend. Is this the wrong thing to do if she bails on Mom, knowing that, like, Mom would hate this? Even if Mom doesn't find out. Like, is this the wrong thing to do? Knowing this is, like, an opportunity we don't know the next time it'll come around.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Who's up?
This is Danielle in Houston on 2.
Danielle, what do you feel like? I mean, should she go to New York this weekend with the woman that broke up her parents' marriage, even on Mother's Day weekend? Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it?
Hi, yeah. I think she should definitely go. I literally did something very similar. My dad remarried after cheating on my mom. And yes, it was messy.
Mm-hmm.
But his new wife was actually really a great person. She was really good to me. She included me in things. She invited me places. She came to my things. She made an effort.
Yeah, and as she should, of course. I mean, if they're going to get remarried and this person is going to be a part of your life, I would hope that she would.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. She's going to be a part of your life for probably a long time. Well, there was a point where I had to decide, am I going to like shut this down because of how the relationship started, or am I going to just accept it for what it is and live my own life?
Mm.
And I chose to lean into it.
But even on Mother's Day weekend, does that feel insensitive?
Yeah, I do. But like the thing is, there's always going to be some like, oh, it's this special day. Oh, it's this special occasion. Why sacrifice yourself just because someone's going to feel guilty? I know it's your mom. I know. I get that. But like, you can work through that. You know, like, it'll be fine. I don't think that makes you a bad person. I think that like you naturally gravitate toward whoever is going to give you a better life. So like, I don't know. I don't think it makes you a bad person to just accept that. And like the caller didn't create this situation. She's just in it. So why should she be the one that has to like shrink herself to make everyone else comfortable?
Okay. Thank you for calling. Who's up?
This is Rick in Baltimore on 4.
Rick, morning.
Yes. Good morning.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, she's debating going to New York with her dad and the woman that broke up their marriage on Mother's Day instead of spending it with her mom. Do we tell her to go for that or we talk her out of it?
I think she needs to be talked out of that. Mm-hmm. I can tell you and know in certain terms that the mother will find out. And when she finds out, that's going to cause irreparable damage. I don't know if it's going to be worse if the daughter would tell her that she's going away with the mistress on Mother's Day, mm-hmm. or if the mother will find out some other way, which will be equally, if not worse. And I can guarantee you that other woman is going to make a point to let that mother find out that that daughter went with them on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it feels very deliberate. It feels calculated. I know she mentioned she doesn't think it's on purpose, but I don't believe that one bit.
Why do you think she'll find out, though? How do you think she'll find out?
How can anybody find out anything nowadays? Nothing can stay secret. Social media. I mean, I'm sure she's on social media, right?
I mean, I got some secrets. I mean, I don't know. I got some secrets, y'all.
Rick, what do you think about when she mentioned, like, you know, Anonymous saying she doesn't think that the new girlfriend would do that?
Oh, take your parking ticket, Rick.
Did she think the girlfriend wouldn't sleep with the father and break up a marriage?
Oh, I mean, yo, that's true. Okay, there's that. But
I mean, New York is always going to be there. Mm. What she's doing now is a slap in the face to the mother. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they didn't have a good relationship or what it is that would make her consider even the possibility of doing something like this, especially on Mother's Day.
But like our last caller said, does she only have to consider her mom's feelings and not her own? If she wants to go on this trip, why is it does she have to eventually just say, okay, I've got to live my life now?
She'll have plenty of time to live her life, you know what I mean, without crushing her mother for something as raw as an affair and going with the mistress on a holiday on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's
She'll
timing.
She'll have plenty of time mm-hmm. to live her life.
All right. Do we tell her to go on this trip? Do we talk her out of it? Call us. Jessica in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for this trip or do we talk her out of it?
Absolutely not. Everybody in this situation is so selfish. I'm actually appalled by this entire thing.
Wait, why?
Like, it's so deliberate from the mistress and the father. It's like, it feels like it's like a dig, like the last dig to the mom. Like, ooh, I'm going to take our daughter for Mother's Day with my mistress. This woman's not even a mother. It's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's not about her.
But she, and but, this daughter, but wait, the caller said she doesn't feel like it. It's just, it happens to be something with she had a deal this weekend. It doesn't happen.
No, delusional. It's not. It's deliberate. It's Mother's Day weekend. You can go, and I'm from New York. It's not that special. New York will always be there. The other caller said she can go at any other time of the year. Picking Mother's Day, a day about your mother, is crazy. And if my child did this to me, especially with my ex-husband's mistress, it would be so hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever get over. Like, it's so selfish. The caller needs to come back to reality and realize that she can go to New York City any other time. It's not that deep.
Yeah, no, I think she needs to realize, one, she's getting played. She's getting played.
Is she, though?
And two, she needs to stop being selfish.
Is it bad timing? Is it bad timing or is she getting played?
No, it's not.
Played.
She's being selfish. And the fact that she doesn't, because the whole point of like, oh, you know, is she always going to have to live her life going according to like the situation? The answer is no. But, however, you have to be considerate of timing. Like, they're still in the process of finalizing the divorce. This is clearly very fresh. If you guys want to go to New York, go to New York on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Go to New York on Father's Day.
Okay. There goes Jessica. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate you. Hey, Ellen in Chestertown, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk us through this. I mean, what do you think? You know, she is saying, hey, listen, I've got an opportunity to go to New York. I've never been before. And the only problem is it's with, you know, the woman that broke up my parents' marriage. And it happens to be Mother's Day weekend. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it?
I think it's the most incredibly selfish thing this woman could ever consider doing. And if I was her mother, I would cancel her for a very long, like that minute would go real cold.
Well, okay, talk us through this. Why?
Well, I think first of all, I would imagine I'm 61, so I think the new woman is intentionally doing this.
You think so?
Absolutely. I mean, she's, I don't know how old this woman is, but come on, she's smart enough to know. And this girl that wants to go to New York, like, oh man, I have a chance to go to New York. You go another time. You know, if this woman is true to you, she'll take you another time.
That's true.
But not on Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's true.
On Mother's Day.
That's a good point. You know, like if she's, that's a very good point.
So wait, let me ask this question. Do we feel like if girlfriend, let's call her girlfriend, if girlfriend is upstanding, that she would understand this and would want to then say, hey, listen, we probably shouldn't do this?
Well, how upstanding is she? She had an affair and broke up the marriage. So, you know, I don't know how upstanding she is. And, you know, hey, things happen. But, you know, no, this is deliberate. This is divide and conquer. And the daughter is choosing a side.
Yeah, also, too, I don't just want all of us coming down on the woman.
I think her dad is just as bad as her.
Her dad, I think the two of them are being heartless about even asking
is
Anonymous
fault? Fault
to
it?
Do this.
Absolutely.
Both of them are gross.
Maybe.
Yeah, both of them are gross.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are coming after everybody today. I mean, whose fault is it? Y'all blaming everybody for this. I mean, damn. Like, whose fault is this now? Good God. Y'all are coming in hot today.
I honestly think it's the daughter's fault for considering it.
Wow.
She should say hard no.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
there you go. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yep. Yep. Thank you.
I mean, Anonymous, how does that make you feel then? If everyone says it's your fault, I mean, what does that make you want to do in this situation then? Like, do you?
I mean, honestly, hearing everything people said, it definitely makes it harder.
Yeah. Just take some time to think about it. That's all. It's also timing. Like, it's the first year everything went down. It's a little rocky right now.
Yeah. It's like not your fault, but like if your mom found out, how do you think she'd feel?
Really bad. Like, if I picture it, it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're going to do it, I think you got to keep it on the low, at least. Well, I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but basically we always invite people to come on to give us what we call a talk me out of it update, where we just kind of find out, like, did they actually do it and how did it go down? Would you actually want to come back on and let us know if you did end up going or not?
Yeah.
Would that be cool? So if we did that at like 8:25 on Monday, would you be able to call us back and tell us what happened?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, like 8:25 Monday, cool?
Yeah, sounds good.
Perfect. Let's plan on that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts.
Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.